It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know what we need to do now? I need to load you up in my pickup, if all of you would fit, and head up on the Brazos River up near Palo Pinto, Texas, not too far from Mineral Wells, up on the Brazos River to the Dale River Ranch. Now, I've got a great friend, Randy Douglas, that manages the ranch, the hunting on the ranch and everything, standing by. And we're going to talk about deer hunting, and who knows, we're going to have a good time for sure. Randy, are you standing by ready to visit, buddy?
You bet.
Well, I know, folks, Randy has just got back from Belize. They've got a hunting and fishing operation on about 15,000 acres down there that's being built. And Randy, I know it's a lot of work managing a ranch here in Texas, you know, the Dale River Ranch, and then also having the duties down in Belize, creating a new hunting paradise out of the wilderness, really, aren't you?
Yes. it's going to be really nice down there. So
yeah,
it's a lot of fun getting it done.
So. I bet. I hope to get down there maybe before it's actually finished. But how many miles of road through the jungle did you have to oversee getting in there? You know.
We built 8.5 miles of road from the government road going through the jungle to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So because we've got jungle, we've got savannas, and then we have like the lagoons and stuff right by the ocean. So there's tarpon, there's bonefish, snook, you know, and then there's actually white-tailed deer there.
I know. I've talked to our friend Larry Wysoon about that, and he's never been right there to Belize, but there's a subspecies, I guess, that he was talking about. They're pretty
tropical whitetail. Yes.
Tropical whitetail, yeah. So, when would you think that have any idea when? Well, the road's in. I guess there's a lot of infrastructure you got to get going down there. But
yeah,
a year or so out of actually having a lodge built, do you think? Or
I think maybe a little bit more than a year, but
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be, we'll be starting to build down there, you know, for housing and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Well, that's awesome, man. Closer to home on the Dale River Ranch, folks have probably, many of you may have read articles I've written, those that follow me in the newspaper and stuff, but this is, Randy, the Dale River Ranch to me is just, if I were a gazillionaire and I could buy some land wherever I wanted to, it would be hard to find a place. You've got the Brazos River there that runs year round. I mean, it holds water right there, and then free range hunting. It's one of the prettiest places, honestly, that in this part of the world that I know about, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's beautiful. Right now I'm sitting by where you shot the turkey. You know, the cedar tree.
This where I shot the tree where the turkey was. You're up on the hill there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm up on the hill.
Yeah, I won't tell that funny story again, but I've had more laughs. I killed a nice cedar tree. The turkey, Randy, I'm not kidding you. He was maybe at the most 12 feet from the end of my shot, probably more like 8 or 10 feet. And it's just too much brush between me and that turkey. But we're talking deer now. People that want to come down to the Dale River Ranch that do not have a place to hunt, folks, I'm gonna not just because Randy's a good friend, I recommend this. And through the years, several people that have went down that's listened to the shows and read the stuff, you know, and some of them I think still coming down from a few years ago. But anyway,
when people start coming, they usually, they usually keep coming.
They're hooked, yes.
Yeah.
But the real chance, now, deer hunters, if you're a deer hunter, you know as well as I do, when you're hunting a free range, totally wild deer, you know, there are no guarantees. But what I can guarantee is
it's real hunting.
It's real hunting, but they are plenty of deer. It would surprise me if a guy come up to hunt deer with you, Randy, and spent 2 days. Let's just say I bow hunt, you know, a lot, but say right during the rifle season, it would surprise me if they didn't get a shot or see a nice buck, you know.
Yeah, it
might happen, but, and I've seen the trail cameras this year, Randy. There's some good, tell us about what you have seen.
Oh, there's some dandy bucks. That's why I'm up here on the hill right now, is I was checking cameras, and there's some nice bucks coming up here in this feeder, so.
Yeah.
And then down by the river, we've got quite a few acorns dropping right now, so it's slowed down just a little bit at the feeders, but they're still coming. So.
Yeah. So you're at the feeder where I shot the tree.
Right.
Aiming at a turkey. What are you seeing there? Any grown deer, bucks?
Oh, yeah. There's a big wide, probably 20-inch wide with 12-inch tines.
Goodness.
10 point coming in here.
Is
looks
a,
like probably about a 5-year-old, 5.5-year-old buck.
Yeah. Is he, are they, right now with the moon and all, are they moving, well, are they moving any particular time more than others? Mornings and evenings or, you know?
Well, they're moving before dark in the evening and right after light.
Uh-huh.
In the morning right now and all through the night. I'm seeing pictures of them all through the night.
And then
catching them still at the feeders, you know, right at early daylight hours or right before dark. So
they're
getting out of their bachelor groups and stuff too.
Yeah,
so.
Well, they're right, you know, that's right. It's getting that time, you know. That is an awesome place. I know that spot, you know, that you had me hunting in back in the springtime. Now, people that want to come up and hunt with you, Randy, it's an affordable place, folks, but it's...
That's what we tried to do, Luke.
You
it's
did.
Make it affordable for everybody, you know, not where somebody's going to go and have to spend $10,000 to kill a nice buck.
Yes,
you know?
Right. Well, say a person's coming up and they want to hunt a buck, a grown buck, you know, a mature buck or whatever. You want to shoot one that's got some age to him anyway, you know.
But right.
Say you're up there and you kill a, just for instance, just say you kill a 8-point, you know. Is it so much per day? How does that work? This might help some people looking for a place to hunt.
Yeah, our hunting is $250 a day for hunting. Then we try to make the kill fees really simple. We don't go by inch and all that stuff where it's, you know, $100 an extra inch.
Right, yep. That's complicated,
Yeah. People, you know, they don't, you know, it's hard for people to. So what we've done is we've gone from, you know, in a nice 8-point, say he's going to, a really nice one's going to go 130, maybe 135.
Yep.
So our kill fees is any legal buck, you know, mature buck, up to 140 Boone and Crockett points, which is a heck of a nice deer.
You're not kidding.
Is $500.
What a deal. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a salesman, folks, but that is a deal. And if I didn't know this branch and Randy and everything, I wouldn't be saying that. But, yeah, and a lot of people, I bet you this time of year I get emails and some people that know me call, you know, where can I go to hunt? I lost my lease or this, that, or the other. Well,
right.
But, folks, you could go online. Randy, they can go strictly, you know, simply Dale. D-A-L-E, DaleRiverRanch.com. Everything is right there, isn't it? You know?
Yes. Yeah. And we're on Facebook, too. So that's a good place, too. Or they can just call me, you know.
Folks, grab your pencil and get something to write on. Randy, go ahead and give them your phone number. And I know people are scrambling to jot this down, but... you know, DaleRiverRanch.com if you can't write it down. But what's a good number to call you?
My number is 214-797-2217.
Well, Randy, I am told we're out of time for our segment today, but I'll get you back. And after I get back from hunting, we're going to tell them all about it. What do you say?
That sounds good.
Well, that was my friend Randy Douglas. I always enjoy having Randy on the show. He's a storehouse of knowledge on outdoors. I mean, he lives the life. He's out there every day on that Dale River Ranch or well, down in Belize now. Every few, I guess every couple of months, he goes down there and organizes things. And that new lodge they're building, that's going to be something. How about that fishing for tarpon and then hunting white-tailed deer the same day in Belize? It's going to be a while to get that place built, I know, but the efforts will be worthwhile once they get it all set up. You know, the rifle season is just coming up. I mean, for white-tailed deer we're talking about. If you haven't got out and checked that rifle, your hunting rifle, make sure and check the scope. Things happen. You know, I mean, scopes go kaput on you and you don't know it. It's always a good idea, though, before any hunt. When I go up to the Dale River Ranch with a bow, I'm going to take my target and shoot a few times before the hunt just to make sure that, you know, everything is good. There's an event right here in Northeast Texas coming up December the 14th that I want to invite all of my friends, all of you listeners here on KETR, that love the outdoors. I want to invite you to come out and spend a few hours with me in Greenville on December the 14th. I'll tell you a lot more about this later, but we're calling it the Winter Rendezvous, Winter Outdoor Rendezvous, and it's something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, just to have a place where I could get out and visit with a lot of the listeners and readers and friends, you know, especially up in Northeast Texas here. So it's going to be 10 in the morning on December the 14th to 4, and it's going to be at the Car Quest out on Highway 69, just north of Greenville. It's actually in the Greenville city limits. Randy Kuhn, I think Henley Auto Supplies is the auto place there, but Randy has like 4 wooded acres right next to the Car Quest place there. And we're going to have, well, he has events there, car shows and things like that. But we're going to have, he has booths, people that want to come up and set up booths. That's all going to be there. And we're going to have not really a cooking contest per se, but we're going to go ahead and have, if people want to bring their smoker and or their cooker and make some chili or stew or whatever, a lot of people, I know I will, I'm going to try to get a couple of wild porkers, maybe some 100 pound wild hogs and smoke those up and bring them out there in the smoker just to sample, you know. But, you know, people can bring their things and cook and share their food with others. I think that would be just a whole lot of fun. So that will be on the 14th of December. For more information, anything that I do, catfishradio.org. You can always contact me through catfishradio.org. Of course, if you're around Greenville, just go by Randy Kuhn's place there at Henley Auto Supply there, and he's got all the details for you. It's been a fun show. I've enjoyed just more or less visiting with everybody. If you want to catch some fish, I know for a fact I talked to Stubby Stubblefield down at Lake Fork. The catfishing is really, really good. They're catching some larger-than-normal size channel catfish, 20 to 25-foot water. He's, of course, using the Stubby's catfish bait. Folks, tune in next week. I'm already looking forward to our next show. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express, Trapper Tackle, and Hunter Supply.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.